Welcome to This Paranormal Life. It's Kit here coming at you on a Friday with a preview of this week's after party, with the full episode only available on patreon.com/thisparanormallife. The After Party is our new weekly podcast where we talk about behind the scenes, Q&As, and generally just what goes on in between making the show. So if you ever can't wait until Tuesday for a new main episode, have a listen. Let us know what you think. And remember, you can get the After Party every Friday, plus 50 full-length bonus episodes and loads more on patreon.com/thisparanormallife. The link is in the description of this podcast.
You have an Irish passport, right?
Brother? Not yet. My brother in Christ. All Northern Irish people talk about getting their Irish passport, but it's very slowly get around to getting it.
It's a process, man. It took me over... Granted, I did it poorly and filled out forms wrong, and it was a big thing, but about a year, year and a half, I think, from start to finish with that process. And they don't mess around, man. They need originals.
Right.
Photocopies don't cut it.
You've got to send off everything.
I had to send them the original copy. So I guess not a copy. The original of my grandmother's marriage certificate.
Whoa.
Marriage certificate, birth certificate, my birth certificate, like so much stuff. And you just fill it in this little envelope and send it away. And you're like, if that just goes off the back of a truck... I just got fucking...
My grandmother is erased from history. That was the only memory of her.
Yeah, I had to keep a picture of her in my wallet, Back to the Future style. And if her hands started fading, I had to go find that package.
You know, I probably told you this over the years. Long story short, on the topic of sending originals, years ago, went to Barcelona, got my phone stolen instantly, as is...
That does happen a lot.
A fun thing
Barcelona.
To do in Barcelona. Contacted my travel insurance company. They were like, no worries, brother. We got you covered. We just need the police statement to say that you registered it with the Barcelona police. I was like, no worries. Here's a copy of it. They're like, no, we're going to need the original of that. I'm like, all right, cool. Send it through. Send it through the post. They were like, you sent us that thing, brother? What do you mean? I sent you the original. Like, we didn't get anything.
Like, who do you like?
It's like,
I sent
I've been
it,
scammed.
Though.
I've been scammed.
Right.
You convinced me to send the original, and all you have to do is email back, we didn't get it.
And now they don't have to pay
it's
for it.
It's gone
yeah.
forever.
That's
it's gone
insane.
Forever.
Did it ever get sorted?
No. You, no? Of course it didn't. I sent the original. This is where the letter fell off the truck.
I love the idea of you having to fill out some kind of forms and you have to send off your, like, I don't know, your birth certificate, passport, credit card, ID.
Sure.
It goes missing. You're Jason Bourne now, bud. You don't have a country. A
better
nationality.
Run, bitch. Get a suitcase with 11 currencies in it.
Because they're coming.
They're coming.
The sad thing is I can only afford $1 in each currency. And it's like, in hindsight, I should have just had $11. In American currency, one yen, one fucking euro.
One yen, which is, I think, 1/1000th of a penny or whatever.
I don't even know how you got that little money. I'm an international spy. No, you're not. All right. We've kind of pissed around enough talking about the case, talking about the behind the scenes. It's time for the promised land, the promised chat. Let's talk about last night.
Oh, boy.
What happened, man? I can pinpoint the exact moment it all went wrong. And it was when we decided to kick the night off by drinking a Japanese alcoholic beverage that you said skateboarders drink in the US. And I found two cans at like the Japanese import store in London, and I was like, should we do it, man? It's 9%. It's basically vodka and water.
Yeah, it's the size of a Coke can. It's 9%. It's basically, yeah, it's it's supposed to be on paper vodka water.
But with a bit of lime?
With flavorings, with lime and lemon and fruit flavorings.
The fruit flavorings are subtle. Let's word it like that. It tasted pretty much like fizzy booze.
It tastes like paint stripper. It tastes like acid. It tastes, yeah.
But it went down smooth, a little too smooth.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. I'll do the shout out. I listen, maybe some of our listeners do regularly to and watch Abroad in Japan. You know, me and Rory are confirmed fucking weeaboos. We love all things Japanese culture.
Hi, so desu.
So desu. Rory wa nihongo ga suburashii desu ne.
What'd you say about my dick?
We're scholars of the fucking culture. But yeah,
Kid's a baka. How about that? He's a baka and a rat. I don't know what that is in Japanese. Hey Siri, what's rat in Japanese?
In Japanese, rat is nezumi.
You little nezumi bastard.
You didn't even say it right. You definitely didn't even say it right.
She says it. You little rat bastard. I can't pronounce it.
Baka des.
Yeah, sorry, interrupting.
I like watching these videos all about, I mean, it's got to be, if not the best, one of the best YouTube channels all about Japanese culture. And Strong Zero has featured a number of times on there as a portal to a fucking mad night out.
Yeah, yeah. Which is kind of what we anticipated because some of you may know we also make music together, kind of like electronic pop, fun, hyper-pop-ish music. And there's a really cool community here in London called Hyper Night. And it's an event that they do a few times a year where they get together with some crazy electronic musicians. What would you even call that genre of music? Kind of hardcore?
Yeah, I don't even know, dude. Like hardcore adjacent. And they come from all over. Like they have an English guy, I think he is, Tanuki, but he lives in Japan, I think. And they've got Nano Bees, an amazing Swedish artist.
Shirabon, one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
It's a crazy night. They usually perform at these like wild little venues. And we basically caned this Strong, what is it called? Strong Zero. Caned the Strong Zero and showed up at this venue. And it was wild. It was like the Frenchman's Club from The Matrix. I felt like I should have been walking in there with two Uzis pulled, doing slow 360s, trying to keep an eye on everyone.
We really got to pull up with some sunglasses and leather coats next time.
Yeah. It was maybe the loudest gig I've been to in a very long time as well, which is saying something for the size of the venue. Like, it wasn't a huge venue.
It's definitely also worth mentioning the sheer abundance of men and women wearing cat ears.
A lot of people wearing cat ears. There was one bit where we were so close to the side speakers that I was like, I leaned back to you and was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And you're like, what? Like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I like push through the crowd, like get into the bathroom. And my ears are ringing like a frag just went off in the face of a World War II soldier. I feel like I'm on the beach on D-Day. The bathroom attendant is like, my ears like, it's like, do you want a mint? Do you want a mint? And I'm like, what? 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 It was loud.
And like, the guy we said was throwing up everywhere, that was Rory in the bathroom.
I saw a lot of things out there, man.
The mention of the word mint made him projectile vom everywhere.
It was crazy. But we didn't even stay there too long because we were back at the Warner Studios to do a bunch of podcasting. But this is kind of the fun balance that we're trying to find now where, as I said, Kit comes over on these trips or I go back home on these trips and it's like, oh my God, like we haven't seen each other in like a while. Like, let's go out. Let's go eat. Let's go drink. Let's go to these events and these shows. And then you realize we have to be up in 4.5 hours to record a whole lot of podcasts and take like meetings and calls and plan and make artwork and do all of this ridiculous stuff. So it's a bit of a learning process.
Yes.
But hey, that's what the after party is about. It's about having fun, kicking back with some Strong Zeros and just...
No, put it away. Put that away. Oh, Christ.
Just seeing where the night goes.
I'm just saying a couple of the boys with cat ears from Hyper Night are going to be at the bar tonight. So let's fucking wrap this up.
I will happily go to the bar with some some cat-eared cat boys, gentlemen and ladies.
Hope you enjoyed this preview of The After Party. The full episode is available right now, along with all the other bonus episodes, only on patreon.com/thisparanormallife. As I say, the links to everything are in the description of this podcast. Enjoy your weekend. See you back here on Tuesday for a brand new paranormal tale.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.